You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government is looking to introduce a raft of reforms to the driver license system, officially called the graduated driver licensing system. The government aims to make getting a full driver's license easier and cheaper for New Zealanders, which is why one of the proposed changes to the system includes scrapping the full license test. However, it is also calling for reduced eye exams for Class 1 license holders, saying repeated eye exams don't have any significant benefit on safety. I spoke to the New Zealand Association of Optometrists President Hayden Trainer about his views on the reduction of eye exams. Just tell me a bit about yourself. How long have you been the president of the NZAO?
So to give you full background on myself, so I'm an optometrist. I work in a practice called Frith and Laird Optometrists in Manurewa. I've been here for 16 years. I have been part of the NZAO, the New Zealand Association of Optometrists Council, for 4 years and have been president for the last 2 years. I also sit on the Eye Health Clinical Network.
So now, as you've heard with National's new proposal with the whole sort of reform with the driver license system, they have also proposed a reduction in the number of eye exams. So can you just sort of tell us what would this impact of the decrease in eye exams be for young drivers?
Our association has made a submission to the government on this, and yeah, we do have some concerns over the reduction in number of eye tests, because the proposal is that when you have your first apply for your licence, which for most people will be as a teenager, if you pass that, then your next vision check as part of a driver's licence renewal wouldn't be until you turned 45, whereas as it stands, you have to have a recheck when you go for your restricted, your full, and then each kind of 10-year renewal after that. And yeah, we do feel as optometrists that that is too big a gap between potentially 18 and 45. There's a couple of reasons for that. One is we know, so potentially in people's 30s that can be a stable time for their eyes, but for teenagers and early 20s, there still can be a lot of changes in people's vision. And we know from the patients that come in and see us, and this isn't necessarily from just from having driver's checks, but people coming in and having their eyes tests, people aren't necessarily a good detector of what their vision is like. People will come and see us and feel, oh yeah, no, I'm doing pretty good. And then when we actually do a test, find that they actually are quite blurry. And then when you demonstrate that change in their vision, people can be really surprised. And then once you've got that comparison, right, then, oh, now I can hear you, I was really blurry. And that's kind of the point of the eye test when you're doing that driver's license. It's not just a self-reported, do you think you can see or not.
And so have you received any response from the government?
Not yet, no. So we've made the submission but haven't received feedback on that as yet.
And have you sort of noticed any trends with in sort of eye problems with the younger generation?
Definitely there is an increase in the amount of short-sightedness in the general population, and that's starting younger and progressing more. And that's not just a New Zealand thing, that's a worldwide, mostly developed countries. But as people spend more time inside, more time on devices, definitely we see more and more short-sightedness, which obviously has a huge impact for distance viewing, for driving.
Given that the cost of most basic goods are rising as well, do you think these rising costs would sort of deter young students from getting an eye exam?
Currently the system is that when you go to have your license done, the vision testing isn't done by an optometrist. It's administered at the testing station. There's a screening unit. It's a little box that you put your head in, and there's letters to read, and it checks both your far vision and your peripheral vision. Now, that's not no screening tool can be 100% accurate, both sensitivity and specificity. As a screening tool, it's pretty good. It has been demonstrated to be pretty effective. Some people will fail that screening and then require a formal testing at an optometrist. And some people may fail that screening, but then when we check them in our rooms, it turns out that they're fine. But I guess when you're looking at thresholds of how people's vision are, you'd rather fail a few people that are okay and then go and get their vision checked and they're okay, rather than have the sensitivity the other way and pass some people who shouldn't be out there driving. So there's always been a little bit of grumbling from people that, right, I had trouble with the test and the machine, and the machine's not very good. If you've got one eye that's very different from the other, chances are you'll always fail with that machine. But the alternative to that is every single person having to go to an optometrist or a GP to have their vision checked. And that's a huge cost and time barrier, both for the population, but also as the burden on time on GPs and optometrists to be checking that scale of people. So that screening method seems to be a reasonable balance at this stage.
So you're saying not necessarily everyone who does that screening process at like a VTNZ, they don't necessarily have to go to an optom?
No. So you go to situ license, if you pass that screening, then you're deemed your vision's good enough and that's fine. And so there isn't an additional charge or time factor for the 90% of people. Actually, I don't know what the percentage is, but yeah, I'd say the majority, yeah.
And my final question to you, Hayden, is what would your advice be for young drivers in terms of taking care of their vision and eye health?
So we'd still encourage regular eye tests, particularly if you are spending a lot of time up close, working computers inside office environments, can't study, put a lot of pressure on people's eyes and vision and fatigue. We recommend most people have an eye test every under 45. I think every 3 to 4 years is fine. Over 45, the recommendation is every 2 years that you have an eye test for your vision. Because it's also not just about that clarity of vision when we are talking about driving. It's not just that distance. Can you see or not? But it's also peripheral vision is a factor in the driving. And that's one that we're even worse at determining if there's a gap in our peripheral vision. The brain's really good at filling in any gaps that may be there. And while there's only a really small number of diseases that can cause people's peripheral vision to change, such as glaucoma or tumours and taking up space inside the head and the brain, they're obviously very low chance of that happening, particularly in younger people, but if it does, it has real big implications.
Cool. Those are all the questions I've had. Thank you so much for your time, Hayden.
No, all good.
A University of Auckland student I spoke to wasn't in favour of getting regular eye exams. Would you consider getting a regular eye exam in this economy?
No, I wouldn't. And that probably comes down to a few things. One, obviously the cost, right, the elephant in the room. Two, I think a major issue for a lot of students, especially first-year students, is access. You know, a lot of us don't have cars here or our own mode of transportation, so we rely a lot on public transport. And for a lot of people who aren't from Auckland, it's, you know, tricky to figure out what the public transport system is like to go and... especially when I moved to Auckland, register for an ATO Hop card and figure out how the buses work and go and get an eye exam. So I guess a lot of factors play into whether students are open to go and get an eye exam.
And how much would you be willing to pay for an eye exam if you went for one?
Probably as much as the GP consultation. University Health and Counselling charges, I think it's like 20 per consultation. So around about that much.
And how much would you be willing to pay for a pair of glasses?
Obviously glasses are expensive, so probably more than a GP consultation, but definitely not like over 100 or like, you know, even $80 is really expensive for a student.
However, another AUT student I spoke to said getting an eye exam is a good investment despite rising prices. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Crunchy. I'm a law student at AUT.
Would you consider getting an eye exam in this economy?
Yes, I'd probably consider it. I think we use our phones and like digital stuff so much that it'd probably be a good investment to go get an eye exam.
And how much would you be willing to pay for an eye exam?
I think the most I'd be willing to pay is about $100 for an eye exam.
And the last question to you is, how much would you be willing to pay for a pair of glasses?
If these glasses are prescribed, I would say around 100 and 150, somewhere between that.
And just another question, would you be okay if the government reduced the frequency of eye exams for young drivers?
I think it's good where it's at. I wouldn't really want it reduced, so no.
That was the New Zealand Association of Optometrists President Hayden Trainer on why the government shouldn't slash the number of eye exams, and university students on getting an eye exam amid rising costs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.